the question on how much money are you making, okay? This question was asked by many, many people, and I want to make sure that that I answer this for you. And I'm not going to read the specific question because many, many people ask this question. And so what I want to do is just give you the whole what I view on it. First of all, there's two different ways that you can answer this objection, all right, or this question that somebody asks you when they say, you know, well, how much money are you making? And the way that I recommend that you do it is, first, I recommend what I said at the beginning, and that is stay focused on them, all right? When they say, you know, well, how much money can I make? And you say, well, it's, you know, that really is entirely up to you. There's people who make, you know, all the way up to here, and there's people who make nothing at all. You know, what is it that you really want to make with the business? That's what I recommend, senior to everything else. So if a person says, you know, well, how much money are you making? There is two approaches to this. The first one is a very simple one, and that is, rumor has it my upline's making this, or if you know what it is, then you say, and you just say, I'm doing exactly what he's doing. So let's suppose that you know that he makes $40,000 a month. You say, he's at $40,000 a month, I'm doing exactly what he's doing. And he just got on the track before I got on the track. And so that is one way. It's quick. It doesn't seem as right to me, quite honestly, as putting the focus back onto to them. And this person had said, you know, what about fake it until you make it? And I thought that was a great statement, and it's actually kind of funny to me. The fake it till you make it is probably one of the most asinine things that I've ever heard. There is no such thing as fake it till you make it, because you're the one that's faking, and you know you're faking, just like the dog knew he got into the garbage can, right? So you cannot overcome. You cannot outrun the lie with yourself, and that's the only person that you have to actually, you know, that's the person that matters. I thought it was coincidental. I didn't realize that it was connected, that as a kid, I stole a pack of BBs, and then my dad ran over my BB gun. Right? I didn't realize those things were connected, okay? And so there is no such thing as fake it until you make it. You cannot lie. One way is that you can just say, you know, there's a big difference from when someone gets into the business versus when the business gets into them. All right. I have said this before, and I have also taught other people to do this. So when someone says, how much money are you making? You know, you've been in it for a long time, not had any success. Then what I recommend you say there is that, and it's kind of like a story that you tell. You say, you know, have you ever gotten into something and, you know, maybe it was a book and, you know, you might have read the first two or three chapters and it took you 2 or 3 months to read it. And then the book got into you, kind of, you know what I mean? And then you started reading it and you finished the whole thing in a day. There's a big difference between when you get into network marketing and when network marketing gets into you. And, you know, I watched this video, Brilliant Compensation, the light bulb came on, or I heard the whole time I was banging my head up against the wall and I wasn't able to create success. And then I got this tape set, Professional Inviter, and in it I heard live calls, and it made sense to me, and the way he served people instead of selling people, and it just, you know, network marketing got into me, right? So you can tell it from that perspective so that you're explaining to them why you've been in the business for a long time and not had success with it.